At a peaceful animal rights demonstration at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, a police car pulls up. An officer from the NYPD and his partner get out of the car, and one of the cops begins to take video of the protesters. WBAI's Mitchell Cohen was there.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I'm from WBAI News. I saw that you were filming some of the protesters.
Uh-huh.
How come?
Oh, for my own information.
But you're a police officer.
Yes. He wasn't filming. It's a video call.
Videoing some of the protesters. So,
First Amendment rights? Anyone could videotape once it's a public event, right?
No, wrong. Cohen took the tape to civil rights attorney Norman Siegel. He says the interaction demonstrates a lack of knowledge and understanding of the First Amendment and the Hanshu Agreement.
Under Hanshu, which was a lawsuit that alleged that peaceful protesters' First Amendment rights to protest was violated because it chills people if the police are taking video and put it in a database. There are exceptions to the fact that the police cannot, under Hanshu, video peaceful protesters. And the exceptions are, one, if the protesters are engaged in illegal or terrorist activity, or they're about to engage in that activity or threatening to engage in that activity, they can turn on the video camera. Or second, they can turn on the video camera if they'll block the faces out of the peaceful demonstrators and allege that they're using it for practice for tactics in the future at the academy. But in the absence of that, they can't turn on the video, and this officer was not alleging either one of those exceptions to the Hanshu Agreement.
But the cop kept insisting that he has a First Amendment right to film demonstrators while on duty.
So you're trying to say I don't have a First Amendment right even when I'm on duty?
I'm asking.
That's what I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
I'm saying it's dubious because filming protesters.
All I'm asking is, okay, do I have a First Amendment right when I'm on duty?
To film protestors?
Do I have a First
Amendment
right?
No, you don't.
I don't have a First Amendment right.
No, you don't. No.
I do not have a First Amendment right.
Not as a police officer on duty.
I do not have a...
To film protesters.
I do not have a First Amendment right. That's what you're telling me right now.
Yes.
Okay.
All
right. Then bring that to the judge and bring it to the Constitution saying that I do not have a First Amendment right at all.
Norman Siegel.
There's a huge difference between a video camera that is owned and operated by a private citizen or a private corporation, as opposed to the government having that information. We know from ClientelPro, we know from lots of experiences that when the government has that kind of data, they can create all kinds of systems which, when there's problems, they'll immediately go look for the activists, the social justice activists. And second, there are a lot of people, college students, law students, medical students, people who eventually are going to have to get a license. And if, in fact, they're involved in peaceful protest and their pictures are recorded and they're in the possession of the government in a database, that will chill them, hesitate them from participating in the demonstrations. I always remember when I started law school in 1965 and we went around asking people to sign petitions against the war in Vietnam in 65 as opposed to 68. Things had changed. And most of my classmates at law school were afraid to put their name on a petition because of the McCarthy period. And you don't want to chill people and have them be not willing to express their opinions about issues, especially controversial issues. And if the government has your face, has your information, your image, there will be people who won't go out on the streets and won't demonstrate. And we need more people, in my opinion, peacefully, I emphasize peacefully, protesting and exercising their First Amendment right to protest and to call for redress of grievances. And if the government is videoing you, a lot of people won't go out on the streets. And in my opinion, as we get close to the summer of 2016, we need more people peacefully protesting rather than less.
So if you want a freedom of press, You can request this phone and have it. That's it. So anything that's filmed on here is recorded by the department.
Okay, so you're doing this on behalf of the department.
Anything is on here is recorded to the department. So if you want it, you can request it from the department.
Okay. If I... Maybe I will.
That's no problem.
Okay, can I get your name, sir?
Right here.
This police officer at the Brooklyn protest, who believes he is correct in filming peaceful demonstrators, raises the serious question of what kind of training the police department is giving officers, according to Siegel.
And the officer saying you can always foil this information, you're not allowed to have it to begin with. But even more troubling with that one particular officer in the interaction with the commendable BAI reporter, who stood his ground appropriately, is the fact that it raises the serious question of what kind of training is the police department giving to officers? Because if this officer was the only officer who didn't understand the handshoe agreement and the importance of First Amendment peaceful protest, how many other officers similarly don't understand what handshoe is about and what the First Amendment is about? And therefore, I think it's appropriate for the police commissioner and the leadership of the New York Police Department and the mayor to look into what training is being given to officers, new as well as veteran officers, with regard to the enforcement of the handshoe agreement, and in generally to make sure that people understand in the police department that people have a First Amendment right to peaceful protest without being videoed.
Civil rights attorney Norman Siegel will be filing a complaint on behalf of Mitchell Cohen and WBAI Radio with the NYPD and the mayor's office. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.